The number of people filing new jobless claims last week dipped to 881,000. That's a new pandemic low. But much of that drop was tied to a new statistical method the Department of Labor is using. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin.
So talk first about the new method, which is accounting for this new lower number. What is this?
Well, it's seasonal adjustment. So what the government is doing now is smoothing out normal fluctuations in with seasonal workers. So teachers returning to work, people who are hired for the holiday season being laid off, things like that. The new method results in lower seasonally adjusted data on jobless claims, and it's likely to end our million-plus figures that we're seeing. But it's still in line. When you take out the seasonal adjusting, we're still in line with what we've been seeing in the last few weeks.
I can't believe that whoever's calling you doesn't realize that you are on the radio.
I'm on the radio, right.
So, but just to be clear, so is this something that happens all the time, this seasonal adjustment? Or is it something that, is there a whiff of, you know, trying to make the number look lower?
I don't know about motivations just yet. If I take out the seasonal adjustment, we find that real unemployment benefit claims actually rose a little bit. It went from 825,000, almost 826,000 last week to 833,000. But it's the fifth straight week in which the claims have been below $1 million. 1 million people claiming. So economists are still predicting that the unemployment rate is going to be the same as it would have been, 9.8% in August. So it'll be the first time that it's below 10%. So overall, I think we're still looking at the same thing. There may be political advantage to it. There may not be, but I don't know what the motivation is at the moment.
Right. Well, and we know that one sector that some economists are optimistic about is manufacturing, construction. You know, the housing stock right now is low because people are moving out of the cities and buying homes instead of apartments. And some people are predicting, you know, an epic boom as more houses get built. We think maybe the 50s. Do you think the sustained demand is there?
I mean, it's kind of incredible. It's a combination of two things: people moving to get out of cities, and again, you have to be able to afford to do that and be able to be flexible enough that you can move away, and interest rates being remarkably low because the Federal Reserve has deliberately kept rates low. It's the same reason, even though we don't see it today, that the stock market is going the way it is. But it's real. Single-family housing starts, meaning permits to start houses, climbed 22.5% in July. Lumber is up 134%. The price of a new home is up about $22,000, the median new home, because of the increased cost of both construction and lumber. So it's very real right now. I don't know whether that sort of edges off once the pandemic is over or once we have a vaccine. But for now, yeah, people are buying houses at a record rate.
Well, we have less than a minute here. Isn't this also not great news for bartenders, people, you know, who normally work in cities?
Yes, for anybody who's working in a city, including all those small businesses and restaurants that are in cities that have seen people leave, it is not good news. Again, it's not a massive trend yet because a whole lot of people can't afford to live out of where they live or in a city into a suburb or into a larger house. And again, we don't know whether it ends when this coronavirus comes to an end. But for now, it is real.
MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thanks as always.
My pleasure.